friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. How you doing?
Good. I feel like you can always tell where my mental health is at based off how many lashes I have. As you can see, none. You do the math.
I'm teetering close to none, but I'm getting a fill on Monday, so should be good.
Me too. I was going to try to go today, but I was like, nah.
Why is getting your lashes done on the weekend, like, I hate going.
A task.
Yeah. But like during the week, I'm excited.
I don't know, because we love our lash girls. So
it's
not her at all. It's literally just like, I think it's honestly like if I were to speak like not too highly of myself, but literally I think it's just because I work all week and then I'm like, I don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. Not even any sort of self-care is like a chore to me after when I'm tired. Yeah. So because lashes are a form of self-care. Also, before anyone asks, this is a Barbenheimer shirt, as you can see. Mm-hmm. I do not know where it's from. Billy got it for me as a surprise. He got us matching ones so that we both have the same exact shirt. But I think he got it off Etsy. But I know a lot of you might ask. So here she is. Don't know. Not sure where it's from. I was telling Days.
We've also not seen Oppenheimer. So
I'm also a fake fan, but I have seen Barbie multiple times. Also, okay, wait, let's address something so incredibly important. So SAG strike's been lifted.
Woo!
WGA lifted.
Woo!
So now we can talk about all the things that we love. Namely, This Summer I Turned Pretty.
Season 2.
And we will talk about it, but we're only going to talk about it on Patreon.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole episode just on that because you bitches know how much we love that show.
I know. And Jenny Han, if you're watching this, which we know she does. She doesn't.
She's our number one patron.
I'm begging you, please let me be in season 3. I will do anything.
Yeah, dude.
I'll be like Belly's RA. I will do anything, please.
Girl. I'll fuck around and I'll work with the mom. I don't care. Just put me in the show. Put me in the show, please.
We'll assist Reese on set or some shit. Please.
I want to be in the show so bad. Like, make me a fucking pier carnival worker. I don't give a damn.
They don't go to the pier.
Yes, they do in season 2.
Oh, you're right.
Exactly. Fake fan.
No, I'm talking about in the third one.
I'm just saying
they went to the pier. She didn't finish the book.
I know what happens in the books. And you all know I stopped reading them because they weren't going the way I wanted.
And guess what? I finished them and she was right.
There you go. So just, I don't even care. Have me walk in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Have Belly watch like Drew's TikToks and that's how she learns how to stand up for herself. Please let us be in season 3.
Oh my God. If you cast me as myself, I'll shit myself.
If Drew Ruffalo exists in the Summer I Turned Pretty universe, that's crazy.
Yes.
Please.
I literally.
Is that your dream to exist in a movie universe?
I want to be in movies and TVs and movies shows or whatever. Mm-hmm. What? Hello? I want to be in TV shows and movies. But I think being cast as myself would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But also, this is me being vulnerable with you. When I watched the first season, I was like, that was when I was going cuckoo bananas on Twitter. And I don't do that anymore because Twitter sucks. But I was tweeting about The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay.
And I did tweet something kind of fucking mean.
Okay.
Not about the show, but I tweeted something mean, like an insult that she could have used against Conrad.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of likes. And then when I felt like I might get attention from the show, I deleted it because I got scared. But like, it was just me being silly. It was a joke. But that was me trying to up her game because she was getting jumped in the first two.
Yeah.
Well, especially the first season. First one. Like, he was being mean as hell to her. And he was gagging her and she had nothing to say.
Yeah.
So I was trying to beef up her insult game. So if you want to give her a little kind of oomph and you want to cast me, she watches me on TikTok. Hilarious. That'd be so funny.
Because in season 3, she has to learn how to stand up for herself. What if she learned by watching
Jenny
TikToks?
Jen, come on, girl.
I'm writing the script now. Okay. And please let the mom be a lesbian. That's my other note. Okay.
Oh, I would love that. Okay. So anyways, as I was saying, we're going to do a whole episode on The Summer I Turned Pretty on the Patreon.
We also recap our faves on Great British Bake Off on Patreon as well.
We also did that on there. But that, I feel like it deserves to live on Patreon because the writers know.
I agree.
Our writers know. But anyways, congrats. Very happy about SAG being lifted. Now we can talk about silly movies and TV shows that we love so dearly.
Yes.
And anyways, what are you up to? What's new with you?
You know, just living life, I guess.
I know.
Nothing really.
I know. I feel like this is so stupid and small talky, but like the weather's been so weird lately. I'm like, hot, cold.
If it just stays cold, I'll be good.
I know.
Enough.
Give it to me now.
Knock it off. That's how I feel.
Knock it off.
Speaking of knock it off, we did have our besties, Good Children, on the episode last week.
We did, and y'all loved it. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
They are genuinely two of the funniest people.
They really are.
They make me laugh so individually and together. They make me laugh so much.
They are so fucking funny. I'm
obsessed with them. We could talk about our trip to New York. We went and got to see our friend Caleb Heron do a stand-up
show. Oh, my God.
A stand-up show. He had a bunch of his friends in it.
Y'all know already that I'm, like, a Caleb stan account at this point. Both of us are. But Caleb was doing a show with a bunch of other amazing acts in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. And he had texted me. Well, he messaged me and was like, girl, what are we doing? Because we were both in New York at the same time. And I was like, bitch, text me. So he texted me and he told me he had a show. And he let all of us come, like me and my family and my team. And it was so fucking funny. Yeah.
Like standing room only. People were standing.
Truly, like literally standing. And we were late. Of course we were. Well, we were right on time.
Yeah.
I will say we got there right before it started. And which is early for me. And Caleb still came and said hi to all of us before he went on it because he hosted. And then he also obviously did his own set. And it was so fucking fun. Bitch, the way I was mumbling and cackling, I was laughing so fucking hard.
I know Alex was telling me, she's like, I know you guys have your own sense of humor, like the two of us.
Yeah.
She was like, but it was like even more evident when we were there. Cause only like there were some parts, not when Caleb was doing his stand-up set, like everyone was laughing, but he had these two
sketch, a duo.
Yeah, they're like sketch artists.
And they used to write. No, sketch comedy.
Writers.
Yeah, sketch comedy writers. They worked for, worked for SNL.
Yeah, they were courtroom sketch artists. That's what I was referring to. But we thought they were really funny.
Dog, I was cackling.
Give
them
the one joke that made us laugh.
Okay, well, they had this. I don't want to spoil their bit, but they had this bit where they were singing a song together.
Where they're like introducing their, like what their thing is. What
They're introducing themselves. And then it's just like a very basic melody. And then they're like kind of talk singing. And mm-hmm. And one of them is like being very normal. Mm-hmm. And the other one is not.
Yeah.
And his thing kind of leads into like puppet fetish, like fetishizing puppets. And there's this part where he's like, I forget what he's looking. He's looking something up on Pornhub and he's like something about puppets. And he's like, he said something about cancel culture relating to him liking puppets.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm not trying to solve today's woes. I'm trying to get that nut. Dog. The way I was, first of all, the only person laughing. Me and Dason, the only people laughing.
And we weren't sitting together either.
No, yeah, we were sitting apart because there was not enough room for us all to stand in the same place. And the way was just the two of us laughing. Like, y'all know how loud we fucking laugh. Like,
oh,
holy
God.
Fuck, bro. The way he's like, I'm trying to get that nut.
But when he sat down, he was like, Pornhub, don't I? I was
holy
dying.
Shit. I know. Alex and Phil and Adam. Well, first of all, Adam was laughing.
Yeah.
He was laughing at get that nut. I heard him.
I'm trying to get that nut.
But like Alex and Phil.
That should be your, can I make that my Instagram bio?
I'm not trying to solve today's woes. I'm trying to get that nut.
Oh my God, dude.
And he, like, Alex and Phil, obviously we love them dearly, our agent and manager, they were telling us that they were laughing because we were laughing. Like, the girl next to me, I kind of felt bad. Like, I thought I was laughing too loud, so I started laughing, like, facing the wall because I felt like I was just being too loud. And Billy was like, you need to calm down. Dude, I literally
it was so funny.
I had tears coming out of my eyes when they said that. I don't know what the fuck it was about. They made a lot of other really funny jokes in that one bit, like about the song.
But that one,
holy shit. They like did a whole bit about like someone chasing like them to a plane, like in a rom-com.
Yeah.
And then he was playing the part of the guy she's already with on the plane.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude. So
sit
funny.
Sit down.
Yeah. Sit down. He's all, you want to go with a writer? All right, let's game this one out. Dude. Oh my God, so funny.
So funny.
And then Caleb said,
oh my God.
I couldn't even see you straight. I was laughing so hard. Like, he is genuinely, genuinely so fucking good. Like, he is so talented. If you ever see Caleb's doing a show in your area, I cannot recommend him enough. We both can't. Yeah,
I mean, that was my, was that your first comedy show you've ever been to, like, in person? I think it was, right? Drew's watched a lot more stand-up than I have. Yeah, it was.
I'm in person. I'm trying to think if I ever saw one in Hawaii or anything.
Drew's watched a lot more stand-up than I have.
No, yeah, I think you're right. I think that was the first comedy show I've ever seen live. Yeah.
But I've been to one other comedy show live. It was pretty funny. It was Mae Martin and Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And he had Fortune Feimster open. Mm-hmm. She was so funny. Hilarious. Love. But anyway, so... So being someone that's seen so many different, like, or two different, like, pretty gay comedy shows.
Comics.
That's, like, I'm just going to talk about Caleb's. That's how real comedy is supposed to look like. Like, he did a little bit of crowd work.
Yeah.
And then it was enough. All of the clips you see on fucking TikTok are just, but if being a stand-up comedian was just doing crowd work, I would be a billionaire.
I would kill.
Do you know how easy it would be for me to stand up on a stage for 30 minutes and make fun of people?
You and me both, girl. Come on. Do it for a living now.
I mean, that's essentially what we're doing right now is crowd work, if you really think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, actually.
That's easy.
If it was solely crowd work, I would kill. I would make a million bajillion dollars. But it's so much more than that. No, and it's like, and I'm learning that as I, like, and honestly, like, Phil was telling me, I'm really glad you went because I want you to see it in real life and see if you really could do it. I feel like you could. And I'm sure he feels that way about both of us. He was telling me that night. He was like, I'm really glad you went and watched because I feel like you could do it. And maybe I will someday. Who knows? But Caleb, dude, oh my fucking God. Like, just, he is so funny. It's honestly insulting to me how funny he is. He tours all the fucking time. So if y'all ever see Caleb in your area, I cannot recommend
him.
Please
go see him.
Also, his merch. His merch is fucking fire. His merch,
so cute.
His merch is sick and it's awesome. So
we all
loved
got
it.
Hats that say kissing is sex.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to wear it everywhere.
And we all got shirts that say Caleb Herron isn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
Also funny. So can't recommend him enough. He is unbelievably talented. I cannot wait to keep singing his praises everywhere. And he becomes the most famous comedian alive. He deserves it.
He just makes me laugh so much.
He's just
so funny.
He's unbelievable.
Like, we've been, like, literally quoting that fucking show. Like,
we have.
For two whole weeks. Because we're like, you know, like, that's our thing, is we quote things to each other and we laugh.
And Caleb did tell me, he's like, I could hear you laughing. I was like, I fucking hope so. Like, shit. It was kind of a small, actually, it was pretty big room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty big room. So, and he sold that bitch out.
Period.
Multiple nights in a row.
Period.
So, very fun. If you were there, I'm sure y'all can agree. It was amazing. It was such a fun show.
That was
show.
Such a highlight of the trip. It was so fun.
It was. Yeah. It was fucking... I'm just so grateful to have such fucking talented, funny friends, aren't we?
I know. Can you imagine if they weren't funny?
They wouldn't be my friend. Just kidding.
No, that's true. That's right. You guys laugh at me when I say that, like, what's your dream partner? I'm like, they have to be funny.
Absolutely.
They have to be.
Well, y'all used to laugh, too, when I would joke on my show about how... My family didn't think Billy was funny when we first started dating.
I was the
dating.
First one to say it. I'm sorry. I'm the one that cares the most.
And I literally was like, I would rather you think he's ugly than think he's not funny. That's like a priority to me because I'm fucking hilarious. I need someone who could keep up.
No, I know.
Do you want to hear something stupid that I did yesterday? And Billy was like, all right. He's like, your sister probably would have laughed.
Okay,
at that.
Yeah. Can we leave it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we got breakfast yesterday.
Yeah.
I was feeling crazy. So I got a Martinelli's apple juice with my water. Got a big water too. Got to hydrate before you dehydrate.
This might be controversial. Apple juice is pure syrup and it hurts my stomach and I don't like it.
Martinelli's apple juice?
Yeah.
God tier. Anyways.
What's the, like, not Huckleberry Finn, but there's one like that we used to drink. Almost a Tom Sawyer. Do you remember what brand it was? Nantucket, that's what it's called. Don't look
at
me like
that. I don't
know
what you're talking
about, girl. Hurry up, finish your story.
You said that as if Nantucket sounds anything like Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer.
Both of them have the uck sound in it.
Also, those are the same person.
Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer?
Yeah.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
You don't even know that.
Something like that, though. No, that is true. It's like...
Well, you don't know.
They are. Watch, Google it.
Are Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer
the same person? Okay, or it's like the author of Huckleberry Finn is like, there's something like that. Like they have the same name, or they just have like a pseudonym kind of deal.
Yeah. Isn't one like his imaginary friend?
No, like one's like,
they're two different people.
No, I know. I'm saying, who's the author of that?
I don't know.
Girl, don't get mad at me. We're sure fighting. Okay, wait, hold on.
Mark Twain.
Wait,
wrote okay. The book.
Okay, yes. Something about Mark Twain. And anyways, I'll move on because I don't know what I'm talking about, but someone on here will. Someone's going to understand what I'm talking about. Please, like.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
Is a book that centers on a smart, mischievous young boy living in a town along the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
The satiric work is considered a classic of American literature and it spawned the hugely successful sequel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Those are two different books.
Yeah, but they're the same person is my point. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn are the same person.
Okay, just let us know below because I don't even know what you're saying. Tell your story.
Oh, wait. Someone will correct me or validate me. But also, which you guys love to do.
You guys are so good at that. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are so good at that.
Keep it up.
The other thing I want to say too, I saw in the comments that someone remembered the name of the bikini brand that I talked about. And I was like, there was one in Hawaii that was way too fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the name of it. It was San Lorenzo.
Oh, okay.
Someone wrote it in the Instagram comments and I wrote back to you. I'm like, it was San Lorenzo. Thank you so much for fucking validating that. Okay. That was the name of the brand. Anyways, I don't even remember what the fuck that was we were talking about.
You said you made a joke yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I drank a Martinelli's apple juice.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Martinelli's apple juice. Okay, so I was drinking it, and first of all, Billy drank almost all of it, which I was like, why? I told you I'd buy you your own, and here you are drinking mine.
Every time I think about him drinking juice, I think of how annoying he was when we got to JFK and we were hungover that one time.
I need a juice.
Over and over again.
Yeah. And I honestly like can't even talk shit because like I need soda too after. It's like you need to eat something shitty, and I need caffeine.
I've never seen a bigger baby.
Anyways, so he drank most of it, whatever. And then we finished eating. And then I was like, well, we should, do you want to head out now? And he's like, yeah. And then I like drank there was like a little bit left and I drank it really fast. And I was like, ah.
That is funny.
Was that the joke? He was like, yeah, that was it. And then he was all, and then he was like, your sister probably would have laughed at that. I was like, you're right. She would have.
Dude, the other day we were at Drew's show and we had to leave. Like she was done filming. And so we had to leave to go to something else. And so we were telling her, my mom was like, hey, you need to call. Can you call Drew? Cause she's in the bathroom.
Dude.
So I called her and then I was laughing because I didn't have you on speakerphone. I was just talking to you in my ear.
Yeah.
So I was laughing and I thought they were all laughing too. Who was in the room? It was Alex, Bella and mommy. And I thought they were laughing because they could hear what you were saying.
Yeah.
But they couldn't. They were just laughing at listening to both of us laugh because they could hear you laughing and hear me laughing. And mommy was like, see what I have to deal with, Bella? She goes, this has been their whole childhood is them laughing and I don't understand. I don't even understand what they're laughing at.
Dude, like yesterday when we talked about lunch and you and I were laughing about something and then she's like, what is it? And then you told her and then she was like, oh, at lunch when we went to.
Oh, yeah, because I saw the most gorgeous man at lunch.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It's just like, it's just, I can promise you, we said it so many times on here, but like, it's just never that funny. Like, I promise, like us laughing at it is funnier than what exactly we're laughing at.
Dude, like, I put that TikTok in my story about, let me
get a little poop on there.
Everything bagel scooped, lox,
dude,
and
the one,
a little poop on there. And then I posted a video of me laughing at it. You know when people said I watched that and didn't think it was funny and then I watched you laughing and now I think it's funny.
Dude, the fucking Dookie and Waffles one.
I got served literal turds at IHOP. Fucking stupid, dude.
The top comment being Dookie and Waffles. Someone's like, why has it got corn in it? I was like...
Dude, come on.
Holy fucking shit, dude. The amount of times that Dayson and I call each other to watch each other watch TikToks that we thought was funny. Like, that's like 99% of our conversations on the phone.
I'm sweating, dude. That was funny.
My eyes are literally watering because I'm like, I was laughing thinking about Dookie and Waffles.
Let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese, mayonnaise, ketchup, and definitely some poop on there. That.
Sure, throw a little poop on there.
That was when Alex said, you guys have such a specific sense of humor that I don't get.
Okay, hold on. I think I talked about this meme on the podcast. I'm sure I fucking have.
Is this the little rat one?
No. Oh, okay. But that's also funny.
Don't talk about that one, dude.
I won't spoil it because it's going to be in my dump.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, no, I'm saying the Canes tweet I saw. Oh, like, yeah. And I've told y'all about it. Like, I saw someone was like, you already know what time it is. And they took a picture of their Canes order. And they had like the tenders, the fries, and then nothing but coleslaw, like no toast. And it's just like a whole bunch of fucking coleslaw. And someone retweeted it and wrote, all slaw, no toast? You a freakazoid, for real. Dog, I almost went into cardiac arrest laughing at that joke. I called Jason. I fucking took a picture of it. I saved it to my phone. I just could not stop laughing. And then I explained that joke to Alex the other night. And she was laughing because I was laughing.
Yeah.
But then she was like, your guys' humor is just so specific sometimes.
That's how I feel when people tell me they try, I think you should leave, and they don't laugh.
You don't get it.
Don't tell me that.
You don't get it.
Don't tell me that.
You don't get it.
And he's I don't like, want to hear that.
Jizz.
Do any of these little fuckers ever fly through the wall and say there's a horse?
He's like, it's got a bush.
What the hell?
I don't know. I've never had this many eggs.
This is why you should never skip lunch. That show makes me laugh so much. And what are you going to do about it?
He's like, what the fuck? But it was like, I'm pretty sure he has dye in his pocket.
Just fucking leave it.
He's like, and if I lose, I go on my phone. That show is so funny.
Who like, said that? Who said that? See, all you bitches quote the zipline one. Even the driving crooner. That one's hilarious.
Yeah.
But the funniest one is the court case one. The court case.
The haunted house.
The haunted house makes me laugh so much.
And Alex Iono's in it. Brada.
Dude, get him on your show.
Brada sister.
That's a handsome young man. Get him on the show. Anyways, yeah, we do have a specific sense of humor. And what do you want? What do you want from me?
A lot of y'all get it, though. That's what I love about this show. Yeah. Is like y'all are freakazoids for real, like us. Hilarious.
All slaw, no toast.
All slaw, no toast? With a bunch of question marks.
Dude, I think Teffy posted it, or someone shared like a tweet in their story, and it said, oh, I know where your boyfriend lives, Midtown.
Yeah, he's like, I heard it's called Midtown because your boyfriend lives there. Dude, that reminds me. There is a meme that Daisy reminded me of because I used to send it to Daisy all the time. But it said, when we were in Paris, she literally, it says on it, go ahead on down to the catacombs since you want to be a bonehead.
Since you want to act like a bonehead, dude.
Go on down to the catacombs.
Oh my God. It's the same thing when they were like, I just got back from the prettiest girl convention and they said that you're their king.
Yeah.
Those ones are so funny. I just got back from the
silly goose convention. Everybody knew you.
Those ones kill
Holy
me.
Fuck. You know who gets that kind of humor? Adam.
Yes.
Adam gets that.
Yes.
He gets that.
So funny.
He's also a freakazoid. And y'all are freakazoids.
Adam's the biggest freakazoid I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I showed him that one that was like, text like happy Halloween for free DoorDash.
Oh, yeah.
And said happy Halloween. He said, damn, you're hungry ass.
So who is this?
Oh, dude. Oh, he shared this one that makes me laugh every Halloween where it's like this little cartoon. I can't think of the artist, but they're like, okay, guys, get ready to scare people.
Yeah.
So it was like a ghost and they went, ah, and the person went, oh my, or went, they went, boo. And that person was like, ah, then the skeleton went, ah, and then he went, ew. And then the skeleton was like, ew. And then it showed him walking home and just playing ew in his head. And then it showed him crying himself to sleep. Dude. Ew.
Dude, that's so funny.
Okay. What a great transition into our topic for this week.
Anyway, speaking of you guys being freakazoids.
Yeah, the Patreoners, the idiot friends, they picked this week's topic, which is, they said, fuck, marry, kill. We're changing it to kiss, marry, ignore. Make it a little more brand friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And a little less, everyone's going to get mad if I kill you. I don't want to hear that.
And then I'll kill you for getting mad.
So, okay, we're going to start with, do you have any good ones you want to kick off with? No.
I got nothing.
All right. Okay. So we're going to start off with some from our idiot friends.
Thanks for being part of the Patreon.
Woo-hoo. Okay, this first one. These are going to be funny, too, because Drew doesn't like anyone.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
Wait, it's kiss, marry, ignore.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I meant to do avoid, but I picked ignore. I think that's fine.
Yeah. Same shit.
So, this one's from Sophie. She said, Sophie's a Patreoner. Woo!
Thanks, Sophie.
She said, Logan Lerman, Dylan Minnette, and Paul Mescal. Which, if you don't know, those are three white men that Drew thought we were all the same person.
I thought they were all Logan Lerman. And then I saw someone tag me in that one, Jenna and Julian.
Yeah, where he mixes up Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, and I forget that.
There's thing. Another white girl. I can't think of it. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, that is the same.
Yeah.
But I would never confuse women.
For the Oscars, they were like, yeah, Paul Mescal and his team said that he was excited to meet you. And Drew said, Pedro Pascal? And she's like, that's not what I said.
Yeah. No. I said, did you say Pedro Pascal? She goes, no. I go, oh. And then she said, Paul Mescal. I go, okay. And I didn't know who that was. Okay. Well, in my head, I thought it was Logan Lerman.
Do you need to see pictures or you got it?
No, I think I got it.
So Logan Lerman is Percy Jackson. Dylan Minnette is 13 Reasons Why. And then Paul Mescal.
Wait, hold on. I'm like, Logan Lerman and... Wait, can you show me Dylan Minnette again? Because I'm only seeing Logan Lerman again.
No, Dylan Minnette was in 13 Reasons Why. Can you see that far? I'm not even that far. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, okay.
That's 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'm gonna ignore him because I don't know him at all.
Okay.
And I've never watched anything with him in it, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm gonna ignore him. I'm gonna marry the fuck out of Paul Mescal, and then I'm gonna kiss Logan Lerman.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Same. I'll go with that. Okay. Yeah, and marry Paul Mescal because he's
handsome and Irish.
Wait, hold on.
Those are my reasons.
I'm trying to see his face in my mind. Okay, I think I have it in my mind. No, he's the one who dated Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's why I'm marrying him, because I want you to put me into contact with her.
Okay. Same.
That's it. And then Percy Jackson. I mean, hello. Duh.
That first movie is so good.
I know, but I feel like if I watched it again, it wouldn't be that good.
Oh,
yeah. So
I just remember where I went because my.
Well, I mean, it was made so long ago too.
But remember, we went to the movies to go see it because I remember my best friend at the time.
Yeah, she loved the books.
She was obsessed with the books, which I definitely had like a full on like lesbian friend breakup with her. Like, if you really think of it.
Maybe.
Yeah. And she loved the books, which I feel like a lot
Thanks a lot, Logan Lerman.
I think a lot of young lesbians liked those books. I was not one of them. Okay. Are you good on that one?
Yeah. I'm happy with that choice.
Okay. This next one's from, I think it's Iman, also a Patreoner.
Woo! Thanks, Iman.
She said, Pleakley.
Okay.
Simba.
Okay.
We'll do adult Simba.
And I would hope so.
And Spirit the Horse.
Hold on. Am I a human or am I also an animal in that world?
Well, Pleakley's not an animal. He acts like one. I'm just kidding.
Okay, a creature. Am I anything other than a human in these worlds, or am I still a human?
I think you have to be a human.
What?
I'm gonna marry Simba because he's a king.
I'm trying to get that money.
I'm trying to get that nut.
I'm trying to get that nut.
So I'm gonna marry Simba. I'm going to kiss Spirit the Horse, and then I'm going to ignore Pleakley. He's annoying. And he stresses me out. You act like him sometimes. Me and Drew jump on Pleakley.
That's me and Billy. Jump on Pleakley.
And then Squid is Stitch.
It's literally Stitch, yeah. And we're fucking chasing him across the universe, literally. I think I'm going to marry Simba. Kiss Spirit the Horse, ignore Pleakley. Yes,
yeah, okay.
Because I was gonna kiss Pleakley because I think he's kind of funny and silly.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you're right, he is annoying.
And those multiple eyes would scare me. And those little sticks on his head.
He's only got one eye, girl.
You're right. I'm thinking of Jumba.
Yeah, he's got one big
what
eye.
What a name! Can you imagine? They're like, yeah, your name's Jumba because you're so jumbo. Okay, this next one's from Andrea. She's also a Patreoner. What?
Thanks, Andrea.
You'll like this one, ready? Mm-hmm. She said Phil Dunphy, Jay Pritchett, and Cam.
Damn.
I'm going to marry the shit out of Phil Dunphy.
Okay.
I'm going to ignore Jay, and then I'm going to kiss Cam.
That's tea. Hold on.
Phil Dunphy's like the dream man.
He is, but he's also very annoying, which would stress me out. Like, He is so funny, but he is so fucking annoying.
But I just think of how much he cares about the kids and the mom and the wife.
Absolutely. That's what I said. He's
and Ty Burrell. He's a fellow duck. So I got to.
He's a great he's such a wonderful partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I agree with. And Jay's a terrible partner, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Well, he's good and he's not.
I think you could see him get better as he's
Yeah, well, I feel like Gloria. Him and Gloria, like, their balance is really good. Mm-hmm. Like, because she's a handful, too. And mm-hmm. he's a handful in a different way.
And I like Cam more than I like Mitch. So I would kiss
same,
Cam.
Same.
They all just had a reunion, by the way.
I saw. Nobody invited me. As if I was on the show. Okay, I think I'm going to... I'm trying to think what I would rather deal with. Like, would I rather deal with someone who wants to trapeze in the front yard? Mm-hmm. Or would I rather deal with someone who's, like, stuck in their ways? You know what I'm saying?
Which is who, Jay?
Yeah. Or would I rather marry Cam?
Yeah. I think Cam, I feel like all the characters are annoying in their own way, which is funny.
No, that's what makes me laugh, is, like, you can't really say one's worse than the other because, like, they're all mm-hmm. so lovable and so annoying in different ways. Okay, I think I'm going to do the same shit. Damn. Yeah, marry Phil. I'm going to ignore Jay, and I'm going to kiss Cam because Cam's a good time.
I agree.
Cam is so fun.
Okay, this next one's from Ari. She's also from the Patreon. Wow!
Woo, Ari!
She said, Peter Griffin, Homer Simpson, and Bob Belcher.
Damn, that's kind of hard because they're all bad. Okay, I'm going to marry... Bob. Let me go first since you're... So you don't... I don't have to keep copying you.
Okay.
I think I'm going to marry Bob. I'm going to ignore Peter. And I'm going to kiss Homer. Because Peter is truly an awful husband. That's like the joke. Is like he's just a terrible fucking person.
I would do the same thing.
You think?
Yeah.
Because Bob is like... I've recently watched Bob's Burgers. Like, I watched it in when we were in New York. It's so funny.
As I told you, if you need a new show to start from the beginning and put it on a loop...
There's only one season. I tried.
Of Bob's Burgers?
On Hulu.
All of them used to be on there. I know. Think they might be on HBO.
They might have moved them.
Migrated them, yeah.
Yeah, there was only one season on there. But
I'm once again going to ask you to watch Reservation Dogs.
Yes, I do need to watch that, actually.
And Ted Lasso.
I was going to say...
And The Bear.
Anyways, that's my answer.
Okay.
We have the same answer.
Okay. This next one is from Sydney, another Patreoner.
Woo, Sydney!
She said, Tony Soprano, Handsome Squidward, or Lord Farquaad.
That's so fucking random. And I don't even know what Tony Soprano looks like.
He's on the back of my phone, but you can't see him right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna marry doesn't help me.
I know. I'm going to marry Tony Soprano.
It was Lord Farquaad, and what was the third one?
Handsome Squidward. Kiss Handsome Squidward and ignore Lord Farquaad. He's mean.
Short.
I don't want to deal with all that.
And short. I'm not dealing with disrespect from someone who's 4'11".
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, without knowing what Tony Soprano looks like.
You would think he's ugly.
Is he ugly?
I don't think so. You have to watch the show, though. In the show, I'm like in love with him, even though
not what I asked.
I'm gay. Do you want me to look up a picture of him for you?
Yeah.
He looks like he's in the mafia.
Well, I mean,
hold on. These are the tiniest pictures that have ever existed.
The way that I literally can't see it at all because I'm so. Oh my God. Okay. Hold on.
You have to watch the show and then you would appreciate
I'm marrying Handsome James Squidward. I'm marrying Handsome Squidward. Okay. I'll kiss Tony Soprano and I will ignore Lord Farquaad.
Okay.
Easy money.
T.
I'm going to punt Lord Farquaad across the fucking field or something.
Okay. This next one's from Anna, also a Patreoner.
Woohoo, Anna.
She said Austin Butler, Harry Styles, and Jack Harlow.
What? Austin.
I already have.
Wait, the way that I was literally thinking of
Austin Mahone.
No, I was thinking of Ross Lynch because I was thinking Austin and Ally. Austin Butler's Elvis, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Wait, not anymore. Uh-uh. New Elvis in town.
Okay.
Nah.
I already have mine.
Okay. Go ahead. You go.
I'm gonna marry Jack Harlow. He is so sexy. Then I'm gonna kiss Harry Styles, and then I'm gonna ignore Austin Butler.
That's crazy. I feel like that's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
I don't know. That just seems so like, I don't know. That just seems crazy to me.
A little devious.
Let's see. All white men.
Yeah.
Let me see. Your fave. Who has more money? Probably Harry Styles. I'd say Harry Styles is the richest out of those three, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to marry him.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Harry Styles. Because, like, would you ever really marry Harry Styles? Would it be, like, an open relationship? You know what I'm saying?
Did she shave his head?
I did. That actually might change my answer. He's bald. He's got a little tennis ball head right now. Is that for a movie or something? Or do you think it was just for vibes? I saw
someone say that he shaved his head so that he could be more inconspicuous in public with his girlfriend.
How is that possible when you did a Rolling Stone spread with your shaved tennis ball
head? Well, that's why he had to come out showing his shaved head.
Please.
So people were like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I'm all, no, you don't. You guys take pictures of people without their consent all the time.
I heard it's because he's getting hair plugs.
I think that makes more sense to me.
Don't know.
Gender affirming care. At its finest. Okay.
That's what it is.
You have to pick.
He has, his girlfriend is so pretty.
Taylor Russell is gorgeous.
She is so gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Okay. I'm going to marry Harry for that money, first of all.
And that nut.
And no one's getting any nut. I'm going to marry Harry.
Okay. You're going to kiss Austin Butler.
Wait, it's Jack Harlow or Austin Butler?
Yeah.
I think Jack Harlow's a little taller, too, because Austin Butler's kind of tall.
I think they might be the same height, the two of them.
I just feel like they would both be insufferable in different ways. Like, I feel like Austin Butler, like, no, wait. Okay, I'm going to marry Harry. I'm going to kiss Jack Harlow. I'm going to ignore Austin Butler. And the only reason I'm doing that is because I just remember that Austin Butler did that Elvis shit.
Mm.
And I physically cannot handle that. Like, I can't believe he didn't have one bitch in his circle that was like,
please,
hey, knock it off.
Stop.
Like him being taken over by the ghost of Elvis. Like, I just can't handle it. Like that cringe is too strong for me to bear personally.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. This next one's from Cynthia, another Patreoner.
Woohoo, Cynthia.
She said Twilight vampire version.
Okay.
So it's
T.
Edward, Emmett, and Jasper.
What? Okay, I'm ignoring Jasper, fucking Confederate flag head ass.
I'm going to marry Edward and then I'll kiss Emmett.
Period.
Is that how you would do it?
Wait, hold on. I might marry Emmett.
What?
What just, Edward is so like, well.
Isn't Emmett dumb? Isn't that the T on him?
He's not dumb. He's just like, he's the big strong guy. And Edward can play the piano. So like, what's more annoying?
Just kidding.
You know what? I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to marry Emmett.
Okay.
And then, because like the way that Edward is built, I'm just like, that's just not my vibes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, then he would have to get on my back and I would have to climb the tree.
Yeah, I see
like
that.
Like he's the spider monkey on my back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what I would do. Because also, Edward is so fucking controlling too. And I fucking hate that shit.
Sure. Okay.
I don't fuck with that. And Billy just watched Twilight for the first time the other night, y'all. And it was an experience. He was honestly awake the entire time. Like, he was so invested in the storyline because it was so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a cult classic, honestly. And he even said, he's like, does Robert Pattinson like these movies? I was like, no. And he talks shit on them frequently.
I think him and Kristen Stewart both do.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one's from Megan, another Patreoner.
Woohoo, Megan.
She said, period boobs, period poops, and stinky ass.
Damn, that is such a good one. Holy fuck. Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna ignore stinky ass.
Have to every single time. Yeah. I'm gonna marry period boobs,
kiss poops. Yeah,
that's a good one because I hate all three of those things. Yeah. Believe it or not,
I have to ignore stinky ass. I have to.
Would you rather run a marathon or something on your ass stinks?
I bet that one's in here somewhere, dude. Okay,
dude.
Do you still have more thoughts on this one?
Yeah, just that was a really good one. That was a fucking good one.
Okay, this next one's from Kayla. Mm-hmm. This is the last Patreon one we're going to do, and then we'll move on to everybody else.
Woohoo, Kayla.
She said Travis Kelce.
Okay.
The Rock.
Okay.
And Nick Jonas.
What the fuck? That is such a random.
I'm going to ignore The Rock. We're going to ignore The Rock collectively. He's our uncle. We can't marry or kiss him.
He's not our literal uncle.
I know.
Who's the richest? Once again, who's the richest?
It's probably either The Rock or Nick Jonas.
It's the fucking Rock. The Rock is way richer than Nick Jonas. He has to be.
Okay.
There's no fucking
way. I'm going to ignore The Rock. He's my uncle. He may not be your uncle, but he's mine.
That's fair.
I'm going to. Okay, I'll ignore The Rock.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I'm going to ignore The Rock because, like, that's my brother in Christ. Can't be doing that.
I'll kiss Nick Jonas and then I'll marry Travis Kelce.
Yeah, that's T. Yeah. I'm going to do that too. Because
I want to marry Travis Kelce so I can be part of that family.
The Kelces?
Yeah.
I just think, like, if I were to go based off my dating history, like, I date athletes. So that's why, like, that would make more sense to me.
To you.
Because I'm a big bitch. That's literally why. That's just, like, who I've always ended up dating.
And what do you want from me?
None of them were white, though. I'll tell you that much. None of them were white. But I also think Nick Jonas is a Virgo. And I feel like that would never fucking work with me.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, we would kill you. Talk about kill.
One little kill smooch, each other. We're done.
Yeah, then it's over.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Easy.
Okay, this next one. Okay, we're moving into everybody else's submissions. Woo-hoo! Off the Instagram. So this first one is from Miranda. Mm-hmm. She said Prue.
Okay.
Paul Hollywood.
Okay.
And Noel. These are all people from the Great British Bake Off, if you don't know.
Okay, I'm going to ignore Prue just like out of respect. I'm going to marry Noel because I think he's fun.
And then you're going to kiss Paul Hollywood?
Yeah, just for the story, for the gig.
I'm going to marry Paul Hollywood.
T.
I'll kiss Prue and then I'll ignore Noel.
T.
I want Noel to be my friend, so I wouldn't kiss or marry him, you know?
Well, I would marry him because we could just be like homies. We could just be friends.
Okay. That's up to you.
Okay.
Okay, this next one's from Camille. She said, Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
Chris Evans and Oscar Isaac.
For a hot second, I forgot who Chris Evans was. That's Captain America.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Pedro Pascal.
Jason already had her answer ready to go.
I'm going
to
kiss Oscar Isaac and I will ignore Chris Evans.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore Chris Evans because I don't know. Just some. Didn't he marry someone who's like half his age? Yeah. Y'all sit with that.
Something to think about.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore him. Although that Captain America money, I'm sure, is fucking nice. I'm going to ignore him. I'm going to marry Oscar. And I will kiss Pedro.
But I will be mad at you.
For the gig.
I will be mad at you if you kiss Pedro Pascal. Okay. This next one's from, I think it's Janisha. She said, SpongeBob, Patrick and Squidward.
I think I'm gonna marry SpongeBob because I think he would be a wonderful partner. Mm-hmm. I think he would take such good care.
Agreed.
Of me. And he's a working man. Mm-hmm. He would provide for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ignore Squidward because mm-hmm. he's annoying.
And he's mean.
Yeah, and I'm also mean, so that would just be a toxic
two
relationship.
Two Virgos wouldn't work. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna kiss Patrick on the forehead
for the plot,
like the sweet little like silly person he is.
Okay.
Yeah,
I agree.
Period.
This one's from Olivia. She said doing a cakewalk.
Okay.
The slide that Drew got pushed down or Donnie's stand-up set.
Oh my god, I'm marrying Donnie's stand-up set.
100%
every single time. Yeah. I don't even need to hear the other options. I'll ignore me getting crushed on the slide.
And then I'll kiss
a cakewalk.
Woo!
Easy.
I would do that too.
Donovan's stand-up set. Believe it or not, y'all, we do have the video. Mm-hmm. We have it. We locked and loaded. And it will be going on the Patreon.
Maybe that will be our Christmas gift.
Yeah, that might be our Christmas present to all of you.
We'll see. I don't know.
But it will. The famed comedy stand-up routine will be going live on the Patreon.
Oh, dude. I got a DM from someone that was sent me a screenshot of her group text with her friends.
Yeah.
And her friend had taken a screenshot of my story talking about how we're going to do this. And she was like, quick, like, help me pick out pictures to send to her. And she was like, no, when she's saying pics, it's not P-I-C-S, it's P-I-C-K-S. So send her three options to play Kiss, Marry, Ignore with. And she was like, oh my God. That was funny.
That's so funny. Hey, it worked. Hey, it would have worked either way. Yeah. If you sent three pics, it would have worked.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from, I hope I don't pronounce this wrong. I think it's Irem. Irem.
Okay.
She said Mario, Luigi, or Toad. I don't want to marry. I would marry Toad. Toad seems really nice.
Well, Toad's always my Mario Kart driver. Every time we play Mario Kart.
I can't
Kart,
believe Dry Bones isn't in here, but like whatever.
I'm always. I know Billy's always Shy Guy. Dayson's always Dry Bones. And I'm always Toad. So I think I'm going to marry Toad. What was the other one besides Mario?
Luigi.
I'm gonna kiss Mario, ignore Luigi.
I would do opposite that. I would kiss Luigi, ignore Mario.
I just feel like, again, Mario's got that nut. Just kidding.
Is Mario money. The new Rizzler King? Is that what you're gonna say?
No. The money. Okay. Mario's the face of all the Mario games. Money.
I feel that. Okay. This next one's from Ileana. She said, Johnny Tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Brink. I think that's the main kid in Brink.
Yeah.
Or Benny the Jet.
Wait, who's Benny the Jet?
From The Sandlot.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to marry the fuck out of Benny the Jet. I was so in love with him. I'm going to kiss Andy and then I'm going to ignore Johnny Tsunami.
That's tea.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry Benny.
Because we're probably cousins.
I'm going to marry Benny because, again, he turns out to be a famous baseball player. Yeah. Follow the money. I'm going to kiss Johnny Tsunami. I'm going to ignore Brink. Because the guy in Brink, isn't he the guy in Princess Diaries too?
Yes. One.
No, I know. I meant two, like T-O-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless me. Sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry. Bless you.
Interesting. Okay. Next one's from Emily. She said, Natasha Romanoff.
Okay.
Valkyrie.
Okay.
And Wanda Maximoff.
Damn.
I'm going to marry Valkyrie because I am also in love with Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, I was going to say, yay.
I'm going to marry her. I'm going to kiss Wanda and I'll ignore Black Widow.
Damn. I'm going to marry Valkyrie too.
Those two could go interchange, kiss and ignore. I don't really care for either of them.
I'm going to marry Valkyrie too because she's just like that fucking bitch. She really is. And she also is like a fucking god. You know what I'm saying? Or a demigod or whatever the fuck you call it.
Valkyrie?
Well, she's not a god, but she's like in that world. Mm-hmm. She is a god. What do you categorize her as? Not a god, but she's not a human. She's like a supernatural being.
She's a goddess.
A goddess. That's what it is.
I'm just saying, because look at her. I don't know if she really is.
I'm pretty sure she is, because she's in that world. You know what I'm saying?
They're not all gods, though.
No, I know that. But that's why I said, what do you categorize
her? She just lives in a different universe. So
she's not a human, though. She's like a superhuman, the way she fights and shit.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm marrying Valkyrie because, like, she could very clearly protect me.
Yeah.
Plus, she's got that horse, and we would never have to pay for flights.
And I'm trying to get that nut.
And then I'm going to marry Valkyrie. I'm going to kiss. Wanda, because I could fix her. And then I'm going to ignore Black Widow because, like, she got her own thing going on.
Oh, I did one on my story last night because I did a Q&A.
Yeah.
They said, so the same thing, right?
Kiss. Oh, I saw it. It was with, like, Bucky, Loki, Iron Man, and Loki. Iron Man. Yeah. Oh, okay. And you said marry Loki, yeah?
Yeah, marry Loki because I can fix him. I'm going to kiss Loki because he's so baby girl.
No. Marry Bucky. You said Loki twice. Marry Bucky.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to marry Bucky because I can fix him.
Yeah.
I'm going to kiss, Jesus Christ, I don't even remember, Loki. And then I'm going to ignore Iron Man because I don't care what you say. He's annoying.
Honestly, that's probably one of the few that I wouldn't follow the money.
Yeah.
Because he's a know-it-all, and as a know-it-all, I can't have two of us in the same house.
He's annoying.
Yeah. T.
Agreed. Okay. This next one's from Prima. Mm-hmm. She said, someone who tells you your breath stinks.
Okay.
Someone who tells you that your butt stinks.
Oh, God.
Or someone who tells you that your feet stink. all of these are strangers that you met at Home Depot. And she put in parentheses, that's where I'm writing this.
Your feet. Holy fuck. Okay, I think I'm ignoring butt stink because it's just, there's just nothing worse.
I'm going to marry breath and then I'll kiss feet stink.
Fucking same. I forgot about feet. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's below ass, but above breath. As far as on the scale of what's worse.
Yeah, breath, feet, ass, right?
No. No, I'm saying like the highest being the worst. So oh, the yeah. ass, feet,
yeah.
breath.
Yeah.
Stinky fees.
I don't even know what to say.
Today drained me.
Today drained me. Okay. This is from Skylar.
Okay.
She said, you're 1D bias.
Okay.
Your MCR, so My Chemical Romance bias.
Okay.
And your Jonas Brother bias.
Damn. Okay. I'm going to marry my 1D bias. Again, money. And fame included. I mean, they were just on a whole nother level.
Sure. So you're going to marry Harry.
Harry. I'm going to... I'm gonna kiss my Jonas Brother bias, which is Nick Jonas.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ignore my Chemical Romance bias, which was Ray Toro.
Why?
Because he's at least 25 years older than me. So like,
oh,
that's just not my tea, not my gig. But
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I unfortunately have to go a different direction because my One Direction bias is Liam Payne. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
But we all grow and we learn and we all find out that we're gay eventually.
See what happens?
In Dayson's case.
Yeah. I'm going to ignore my One Direction bias, which is Liam.
Okay.
I'm going to... I hate you.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to marry my Chemical Romance bias.
Which was Gerard Way. A good choice, I think.
I'll kiss my Jober bias because it was Joe Jonas. And that's all I'll say on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, growing, evolving... Becoming gay. Just kidding.
I just cannot marry a Leo. I'm sorry.
Also, Gerard Way is so talented in many different ways.
Like, if you look at him back then, a lesbian looking.
And also, he's still working because he did that show.
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Season one of Umbrella Academy is so good.
And it was very, very successful. So there you go.
Other seasons, I don't know. But first season was very good. I watched all of them and I'm going to keep watching them. Okay. This one's from Lenny. She said, Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, and Jack from Jack in the Box.
Okay. I'm going to kill. I'm going to ignore.
We're not killing anybody.
I am.
I'm going to kill this nut.
Okay. So. I'm going to ignore Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry
Jack. And then kiss the Burger King.
The Burger King.
Yeah.
Easy.
Even though the Burger King does scare me a little bit.
They all scare me, if I'm being honest.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Obviously. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good one. This one's from Liana. She said, Ramsay Bolton. These are all Game of Thrones characters.
Damn.
Ignore immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. It gets so much worse.
Oh, God.
She said, Ramsay Bolton.
Okay.
Joffrey Lannister.
Oh, God.
And the Night King.
Okay. I'm going to marry the Night King.
Yes.
Duh. I'm going to be the queen of all the dead.
Yeah. And he was like kind of hot.
Smash. Am I right? I'm going to marry the Night King. I'm going to kiss Joffrey. I'm going to ignore Ramsay.
Because
I feel like Ramsay's on a whole nother level. But also Joffrey. Listen. This is me not being too confident.
Are you a Joffrey apologist?
No.
Oh, okay.
I could beat the fuck out of him. like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could beat the fuck out of that little kid.
But you know who I would fuck the shit out of? The Hound. Woo! Woo! And you know what? You bitches are jealous that I'm honest. Because you would fuck the Hound too.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Jeannie.
Okay.
She said, Kona Pie.
From Islands?
Coachella pizza, spicy pie, and maple bars.
I'm ignoring maple bars immediately. They don't hold a candle to the other two. I'm marrying the spicy pie.
Okay.
Because I will choose salty over sweet any day.
Yes.
And then I'm kissing a Kona pie because that shit is good.
I think I would ignore Kona pie, marry the pizza, and kiss maple bars.
That makes sense for you.
Yeah. I don't know. Really, I like Kona pie. It's good.
It is. But maple bars, I don't know. They're not, they haven't really been giving it to me lately.
Yeah.
The last couple times I've had one, I was like, hmm.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This next one's from Naomi. She said, the guy who Drew didn't know was joking about him being handsome at Coachella.
Oh.
The guy who brought Jason McDonald's, but I think she means you.
Yeah.
And invited himself in for breakfast.
Oh no.
Or a stinky ass.
That is my worst nightmare.
I think I'm gonna marry the Coachella guy. Honestly, I'm gonna kiss a stinky ass and I'm gonna ignore the McDonald's guy.
Oh no.
I would rather. I don't even need to see that guy. I already know it's bad. I don't even need to see him.
And honestly, past looks, he was just one of the most irritating people I've ever met in my life.
Well, like, that's what you get from...
For what? For what?
For entertaining free McDonald's.
I'm going to do what I got to do.
To get that nut.
And by that, I mean a free meal from a man who wants to take advantage of me. Okay. I'm gonna exploit him for a free meal.
Okay.
I'm gonna ignore stinky ass because I just can't make peace with it internally. I'm gonna kiss the McDonald's guy.
Yeah.
Blech, and then I'm gonna marry Coachella guy because money.
Money.
Easily.
I agree.
Even though he's so much smaller than me.
How much do you know about the Fast and the Furious universe? Like, do you know the characters' names?
No, I do not.
Well, you know what?
You could just tell me their real life
names. Yeah, okay. So this one's from Blanca. She said, these are, when I give you their names, these are all them in the franchise. Okay?
Now, if we were talking Hobbs and Shaw, I know the characters in there. Hobbs and Shaw. So she
put The Rock.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Toretto, which is Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Dominic Toretto. And then Paul Walker. It's funny that she put Toretto, but not Paul Walker's character's name.
I'm going to have to ignore The Rock again.
Yeah.
Just because, like, that's my brada.
Yeah. I'm going to kiss Paul Walker and I'll marry Dominic Toretto. They make Vin Diesel so hot in those movies. Like, all the first couple.
What?
They do.
Are you talking about? What could you possibly be talking about?
I'm going to marry him so then I can fuck around with Michelle Rodriguez.
It's all a game.
I have a plan ahead of me.
I'm going to ignore The Rock, yeah. Marry Paul Walker, kiss Vin Diesel.
Okay.
But I would like Vin Diesel to post about me the same way he did. Like, who was it about?
I don't remember.
He posted, I think it was about Brittany Griner.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was like, bring her home. And everyone was like, now we all know why she came home. It's because he posted that one picture of her.
It was a threat that he was going to go get her himself. Okay, this next one's from Wendy. She said, the guy from Drew's gas station date.
Okay.
The guys that took you guys to prom. Or the influencer that saw Drew fall and didn't help her.
That is truly the worst one I've ever heard. I'm killing the prom dates. I'm killing them.
We're not killing anyone.
I'm killing them.
We're ignoring them. I'll marry the influencer that saw you fall at the Barbie premiere.
Okay, yeah.
Now we can talk about what premiere it was because those episodes came out right when the strike started.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was at the Barbie premiere, just so everyone knows. That was where it was.
I'll marry him and then I'll kiss the guy that threw the trash over the fence on your 7-Eleven date.
Same.
Would you agree with that one?
Yeah. And I did kiss him, so that's easy. Like, that's easy.
I don't want to kiss someone you kiss.
That's easy for me to make peace with because I already did that.
Yuck.
So.
Okay.
And then, yeah, marry my fucking op from the Barbie premiere. And I'm ignoring the prom days. I better never see those guys ever again. More specifically, my prom day. I better never see him.
I don't want to see either of them. But okay. This next one's from Bean, and they put in parentheses, not freak. And they said these are all people from TVD.
Okay, period.
So Matt Donovan, kill. I'm going to kill him. Mason Lockwood.
Okay, that's Lady Gaga's boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah. And Mikhail Michelson. Which one was that?
I'm pretty sure that's Klaus.
if that's Klaus,
I'm pretty sure. Well, look it up.
I'm gonna marry him.
I think that's. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I like how she put Matt Donovan and then she put the other ones. Oh, Mason Lockwood is his name in those.
No. Wait, I think that's their dad.
Oh, it is. Sorry. Michelson made me think it was. That's the Klaus. That's the original's last name.
Honestly, I'm going to ignore him. He's ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm going to marry Mason Lockwood. Okay. I feel like people didn't appreciate how sexy that family was.
The Lockwoods.
Tyler was so hot. Do his face.
And he's like, always.
I'm going to ignore
Tyler Lockwood. It's just like his eyes are so beady. Like he has no iris. No, it's just black dots.
He just does something
scary.
To me. I'm going to ignore the dad. I'll marry Mason Lockwood because he was sexy. And I guess I'll kiss Matt Donovan after I punch him in the face.
Yeah, I'm going to
get that normie out of here. That's what I felt about him.
I'm going to ignore the dad. Yeah, same. I'm going to ignore the dad, marry Mason, kiss Matt Donovan.
Yeah.
And he honestly became a fucking bootlicker. So at the end of the show,
it always adds up at the end.
You know,
have you watched the newest Spider-Verse movie?
No,
it's really good. I think it's on Netflix now.
Nice.
So you don't know Miguel O'Hara. Have you seen Thirst Traps of him? Oscar Isaac played him.
Maybe I might have.
He's like half vampire.
Okay. And in the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, that's like his Spider-Man. But he's also really tall and sexy. That's okay. You need to know.
Okay.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the three are him, so Miguel O'Hara, Miles Morales, and Tobey Maguire. I'm gonna ignore Miles Morales because he's
and they're as Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. So okay. They're all technically, well, they're not all Peter Parker. Sorry. One's Peter Parker, but that's the Peter Parker.
But they're all in the Spider-Verse. Like that's the person we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ignoring Tobey Maguire. He's a fucking weirdo.
But Miles Morales is so young. That's why.
Oh, I don't even know how old Miles Morales is.
He's like a teenager, like in the video game.
Oh, I don't have the new video game yet.
Well, didn't you have the other one that he was in?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Hello. I'm going to ignore him because he's a baby.
Okay, then yeah, I'll ignore him.
I'll kiss Tobey Maguire for the plot, and then I'm going to marry the shit out of Miguel O'Hara.
Sure. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
It makes me laugh because there's so many, there's like women or men in here. That's like almost all of them are just male characters.
I think it's just because they knew I would be disgusted and you would too.
Yeah.
Because you're gay and I'm attracted to one person.
Yes.
So that was like literally for the lore of it. I think that they just know us really well. So yeah. They knew that we would be like,
okay, this next one's from Mariah. She said Penny, Chip, and used napkin.
That's hard because you don't know much about their personalities. Mm-mm. Okay, I'm gonna ignore used napkin because gross.
That's gross.
Marry Penny cause money, kiss potato chip.
I would marry the chip, kiss the penny.
Of course you would.
What's that supposed to mean?
You love a chip.
I do love chips.
She loves a chip.
Like you have hot Cheetos in your thing, and I was gonna ask you if I could have them before.
Chips
I go home.
And a dip. She's in there. She's fucking in that bitch.
Hummus, French onion dip.
She just loves a dip.
Bean
bro.
Dip, guacamole, queso. I love them all. Okay, this is Antonio, and they said Carl's Jr.
Okay.
Islands and okay. Red Robin. We're going to ignore Carl's Jr. right away. I'm going to marry Islands and I'll kiss Red Robin. I don't like how long you're thinking about this one.
I don't know because it really just depends on my mood. I'm marrying Islands regardless.
Okay.
Because she's a winner. She's a star. It's more so because right now I'm really... Ooh, right now, I'm really not into Red Robin.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So I think...
I could eat some Red Robin right now.
I don't know. She's just on my vibes lately.
Okay.
So I think as of right now, I'm going to ignore... No. I take it back. I'll ignore Carl's Jr. and I'll kiss Red Robin.
Okay.
Because I realize I already married the one I really wanted. So like, a kiss is fine. You know what I mean?
So you'll kiss Red Robin but marry Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, I know. I'm saying I was going to say the opposite.
Oh,
like,
I
was going to kiss Carl's Jr. and ignore Red Robin.
Got it. Okay.
But then I remembered that there's just more variety at Red Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to kiss Red Robin.
Okay.
I'm happy with that decision. Carl's Jr. bangs, though, and I'm so tired of it getting slandered. Carl's Jr. bangs.
It does, but I will ignore it in this case.
And that's tea. That's tea, honestly.
I will say, we did get Boy Genius and Muna sent in a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't answer those ones because I want to kiss and marry all six of those people. So I wouldn't ignore any of them if they came up to me. I would kiss and marry all of them.
That's what I'm like with anyone that's not men, it's just a lot harder.
Yeah.
Because I just have such a strong admiration and love and respect for anyone that's not a man.
I feel that. All right, this next one's from Melissa. She said, Damon, Stefan, and Klaus.
I'm ignoring Damon immediately.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what you bitches say. I don't care what you say.
He's so annoying. It's so funny watching so many shows with brothers that love the same woman.
Yeah.
Because the one that's most popular is the wrong choice.
And you bitches are all blind.
Yeah.
You guys are, you have blinders on.
Damon is so Connie-coded, if you really think about it.
He really is. And she falls for it, doesn't she? And there's literally that audio that trends on TikTok every now and then that's like, don't you see what we're doing? We're toxic. And he's like, he's like, why are you doing this? And she's like, because I love you. And he's like, well, stop loving me. And she goes, I can't.
I always think, there's nothing left for me. I always think of that one.
With that one, I just feel like, oh, he pisses me off. He fucking pisses me off. So, and honestly, part of it annoys me because I feel like the same shit with Connie. You just want what you can't have.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like that your brother's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to fucking take it because you're selfish. So I'm ignoring Damon.
I'm going to kiss Stefan. I'm going to marry Klaus.
Damn.
I want to be in that family.
I'm trying to get that nut. I was going to say marry Stefan, but I think he honestly might have tea on that. No, I think you're right. You know why, too? You're right. That's tea. Because I was going to say marry Stefan, but no. I'm going to kiss Stefan and marry Klaus because not only is Klaus, like, fun, but he's got a fuck ton of money, clearly. A fuck ton of influence, obviously. And then on top of that...
He's sexy. Hot, sexy.
Literally kill anybody that bothered me, which I find to be a very powerful resource. So I'm going to go with him. Also, though, I will say with Klaus, after he's done with that hybrid bullshit, like when he's obsessed with that bullshit, annoying. I don't want to hear about that.
Got it.
But like when he's like on his Caroline shit.
Yeah. I didn't care about him. I was like, you're boring. Then when he was with Caroline, I was like, no, hold on
when
a second.
When he's on his Caroline bullshit and he's like trying to impress her and shit, I said, no, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Ripper.
Okay.
When he's on that shit, he's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's him trying to get that nut. Once he gets the nut, he's not less annoying.
This next one's from Olivia.
Okay.
She said, five sauce.
Like all of them? Okay.
Yeah. Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
And One Direction. I'm going to marry One Direction. I'm going to kiss Five Sauce and I'm going to ignore the Jonas Brothers.
I'm going to switch the last two. I'm going to marry One Direction.
Kiss the Jonas Brothers.
Ignore Five Sauce. I was never really a Five Sauce girl, personally. I fuck with the music.
Heartbreaker.
Well, they're also like, first of all, they did kind of look like they stunk. They did kind of look like that. And it's okay if we say it. I don't know if they stink. I'm just saying they looked like it.
Who?
All of the guys in Five Sauce. What do you mean?
I didn't hear who you were talking about. the next one.
They looked like they stunk. And it's okay if we say it. Also, Australian men fucking hate me. And there's something in the water over there. I don't know what the fuck.
I will say though that Five Sauce is the tallest out of all of them. They're all over 6 feet tall.
Listen. Stinky ass, tall guy, not worth it.
One has to give.
Also the other two are remarkably more successful too, like as far as like discography goes and like reach. So I feel like if I was just in it for the money, that's also another reason. But the Jonas Brothers are just like my ride or die childhood. So I feel like I would pick them. And I was never really a Five Sauce girl. But
I don't even know if I was a Five Sauce girl. I was a Callum Hood girl. Oh, through and through.
That is true. She did go through that phase. And I feel like
22.
Well, and they were also so like, this is me just splitting fucking hairs, but like I really hated how Five Sauce was like, we're not a boy band.
Yeah.
We're not a fucking boy band. I'm like, okay, you're boys in a band. What do you fucking call that? Gay. A band? Well, they were like associating it with being gay.
No, I know, but I just think that like if you leaned into it like One Direction, you could literally work never working on for the rest of your life, you big silly gooses.
Well, and you guys stuck to the bit and now look at you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and One Direction retired happily. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck? So yeah. Their energy was never really pure to me. So that's why I was like, nah.
I feel that.
Not that the other two were, but it's just like it was a different vibe. So those are my thoughts.
Okay. We're going to do two more.
Okay.
This next one's from Sophie. She said Lightning McQueen.
Okay.
Larry the Lobster and Bob the Tomato.
Okay.
I'm going to ignore the tomato, guys.
I'm ignoring the tomato.
Come on.
Let's be serious. Let's be serious for once. And then I'm going to kiss Lightning McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to marry Larry the Lobster.
Yeah, I would do the same.
Yeah.
I don't want to marry a car, guys. I don't want to do it.
I'll kiss one. But also, Lightning McQueen.
He's annoying, and I don't like him.
And he was also, he gives me, like, the vibes of someone who'd be like, I'm socially liberal, but fiscally conservative. Yeah. Like, he's one of those.
I mean, everyone in that movie is at the Capitol, so January 6th.
No way, Mater wasn't.
You don't think so?
No, I think he's an end of the world kind of guy.
Mater and then the little hippie, huh? They were the only ones not there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think maybe that...
Maybe the little cars that changed the tires weren't there.
Lightning either. McQueen is a fucking Nepo baby, head-ass president of a fraternity, like, wears chubbies and boat shoes to a fancy wedding.
And he's like that guy that's posed like that.
Yes, that's literally like Lightning McQueen in human form. But since you guys gave me a literal tomato, I can't ignore Lightning McQueen.
I gotta ignore him.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one. This is from Avery. Kay. She said, Harry Styles, he's been in here a bunch.
He sure has.
Josh Hutcherson.
Okay.
Zayn Malik.
T.
I'm going to kiss Harry Styles. I'm going to marry Josh Hutcherson, and I will ignore Zayn. I'm sorry.
I'm going to marry Harry Styles. Again, money.
Wait, I lied to you. I'm going to kiss Zayn and ignore Harry.
Okay. I'm gonna marry Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kiss Josh Hutcherson. I'm going to ignore Zayn.
Okay.
Because Zayn Malik, as talented as he is.
He's a Capricorn.
And y'all know how I feel about that. And on top of that, he's so, like, I feel like he's so, like, oh, I'm just such a tortured artist. And, sure. Like, that shit annoys me. Like, personally. Sure. It's, like, that feels like a man that, like, genuinely believes he's smarter than every woman to ever exist. And he claims he's a feminist. Okay. Like, that's the energy it gives me. I'm not saying Zayn Malik's like that, but that kind of energy always leads towards that.
Mm.
And not my vibes. So that would annoy the fuck out of me. So I can't do that. But I know he's a fellow grass smoker. Maybe we can be friends.
And he was Voldemort for Halloween, so he's silly. He's a silly guy.
He just loves to be silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to. Yeah, I'm definitely ignoring him. And Josh Hutcherson seems like a cool guy.
I'm going to marry him.
They're
I've seen the first shops. He's been my white boy of the month.
They're all so short, too. Like, all three of those guys are so fucking
Harry Styles is short.
Shorter than me.
Okay, well, you're not of average height, so.
Exactly, so he's short is my point. Like,
no, man. I know, but I'm saying, like, is he short compared to me?
No, he's short
That's compared what to I, me. I would go off of how he is.
No, because then everyone's tall to you.
Yeah.
No, wrong, incorrect. With men?
Do you think Jack Harlow's taller than Harry Styles?
Yeah, I do. I think Jack Harlow's probably, like, 6'1".
Do you think Jack Harlow's sexy?
Would you rather say that Jack Harlow is sexy or that you're ass. Or have your ass stink? I'm going to pick my ass stinking.
You're going to pick your ass while it's stinking?
No.
I know. I'm just kidding. All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. If you enjoyed it, you can watch new episodes every single Tuesday.
Yes.
And you can listen to other episodes ever. You can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
We will be doing a part two to this next week. So if you do have other ones, go ahead and send them in.
Also, and don't forget that you can subscribe to our Patreon. Woo! Patreon.com/twoidiotgirls.
Woo! Sometimes we do vlogs in there. We only have one so far, but maybe I'm going to put more on there.
Yeah.
We have bonus content, videos, different like pictures you haven't seen before.
And we may be doing a little special event with Patreon.
I don't know. Can't confirm.
So I guess you're going to have to join in order to see it.
But we have a bunch of fun stuff on there. And the Discord is so cute. So if you ever wanted to look for a community of people, or you're trying to make new friends, you should join the Patreon.
We have such a fun time on the Patreon. Everyone is so sweet there. We love it. Period. Very, very fun.
So other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.